Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Please amplify our efforts by sharing to liberals and independents that desperately need to hear the truth. And it's not that anything's wrong with them, but if they get their morning dose of CNN or MSNBC, well, you already know why they have some mistaken beliefs. And for me, my guiding light is this book behind me, the Bible, and also the Constitution. The guiding light for the mainstream media that's educating a lot of these people, might makes right, and we use propaganda techniques to make you fall into line every chance we get. So let's try to undo some of that damage and programming by sharing the word. This particular piece is going to be about Zuckerberg and Facebook. And just when you thought Zuckerberg really felt true remorse for teaming up with the DOJ and the FBI for censoring Americans' truthful statements, for example, about the vaccinations, COVID, ivermectin, and other social issues such as election theft, just when you thought he was going to turn the corner with his mea culpa to Congress, oh, I gave in. I felt so much pressure, I couldn't help myself. Don't believe a word of it. The man's a liar. The man's a globalist. The man wants to take away every right you have and every penny that you own. We're going to show you that right here. But first, we are sponsored by what we call Get Liver Health. .com/Dave. That's where you go. And just let me ask you a question. Are you feeling sluggish, having trouble getting through the day? Well, you're not alone. 100 million Americans suffer from an overworked and tired liver. Yeah, it's common. One in three of us feel this way on a daily basis. And the problem, a lot of it, are the toxins, the GMOs, the pollutants that are in the air. But a lot of it's your processed food. Sounds like RFK Jr., right? Well, he's correct. And the good people from Pure Health are the ones that are absolutely telling you this is the case and you got to do something about it. Well, let me tell you just a little bit more about this. From Pure Health Research, we get a product that is absolutely fantastic. And it's called Liver Health Formula, and it's going to help detoxify your liver. It's going to restore your vitality. It's going to improve how you feel because it combines 11 powerful, clinically proven ingredients that's all natural and will just rejuvenate you at the cellular level. Liver Health Formula natural ingredients are designed to reverse the damage that you've been doing because of your exposure to a toxic environment. Now, this company has helped more than 2 million Americans, and it's time you join their ranks. And they're going to offer you a bonus too, a free 1 month supply of nano powered omega-3 to support your heart health. This is absolutely free. It's a throw-in gift. So, to claim your free gift and to get started on detoxifying and rejuvenating your liver, go to getliverhelp.com/Dave. GetLiverHelp.com slash Dave. Take the first step. Now, if you're seeing this on social media, all you got to do is click the link in the description box. Boy, I'll tell you, I am so angry at Facebook and the duplicity of Zuckerberg. Am I surprised? No, but we had this big mea culpa a few weeks ago, and he's literally crying on camera saying, "They made me do it. They made me do it." Wait till you hear this. In just a moment, you're going to hear from Tom Fitton, a tremendous attorney from Judicial Watch that is constantly trying to fight for constitutional liberties in this country. This man is your friend. Wished he was a senator, maybe even president. But he's going to tell the story here of what happened to him at the hands of Facebook. And this is absolutely amazing.
I've told you previously how Facebook has censored Judicial Watch. after we posted material from the from the District of Columbia's government. They gave us the file saying 113 people had voted in the 2024 presidential primary. And they censored that. They pretended, well, no, it doesn't say they voted in the primary. It does say that. They're saying, oh, no, they shouldn't have because they wouldn't have gotten the ballots. Well, that's not what the documents say. So completely accurate, censored. Of course, the left is very sensitive about Americans thinking non-citizens are voting in the elections. In D.C., they let non-citizens vote in the local elections. And we get a list saying they voted in the presidential primary. So how does that work? So they censored it. Facebook censored it. I've told you previously how Facebook has censored Judicial Watch.
The bottom line is, what Fitton exposed, 113 people, illegal aliens, voted in D.C.'s presidential primary. 113. That's not an overwhelming number. We can call this a beta test for what's going to come in the general election where millions are going to vote. And what's interesting about this is that Zuckerberg just said, I'm not going to do that anymore. I feel so bad that I did that. I believe in free speech. Well, he ain't no Elon Musk. And Elon absolutely would just wipe the floor with him in terms of honesty and integrity. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Facebook exposed. They've run their day. They've had their day. They should be done. And I got to really decide if I'm going to let any of my work be taken over to Facebook. I really do, because I'm sick of this crap. What Fitton uncovered through Freedom Information Act from DC's own files, where the government admits cheating is going on. He's showing you the blueprint for how they're going to try to steal the election from Donald Trump. That's what this comes down to. This is why this is such a big deal. I can't overstate how important this is. But have you heard this in any mainstream media? How about your local news that's controlled by mainstream media networks? Did you hear it there? No. We used to have a channel here in Arizona. It was an independent, Channel 3. You could trust them to be honest. They were cautious on some topics, but they were largely honest until CBS Channel 5 took them over. And they just, anytime they do political analysis, I have to reach for the barf bag. It's so filled with lies and misinformation. This is what happened to our media. And Facebook is part of the mainstream media. They are no better than CNN. They're no better than MSNBC. And you're better off without them. And thanks again to Tom Fitton for that great, great work.